This is two trees. It's called a Kander tree. And the story goes that in Mound Cemetery at one time, we have 35 what we call blocks, 35 large areas. Right now we're standing in block three. There were two men in each block. We had about 70 people taking care of that. And it was their job to make everything look nice that you see around here. But they did it by hand and not the way we do it today. So somebody got the idea that to put different vegetation in, plant different flowers, plant magnificent trees, and they did this. They would plant two trees together. And how they did this is they would cut off the top of this. See the line? Okay. See the difference in bark? This is an elm, and above it is a Spanish elm, and they grow together. They really don't do that anymore. Okay, so this is quite the rare tree. We have, I only think, two left in the cemetery.
How would they get the trees separated from each other between one bark to the next?
It's called grafting. And again, what they would do, this tree was probably a couple inches round, and they cut off the top of it, and then they took the bottom part of a Spanish elm, and they actually would cut down the middle and then put a bare branch in there, and then you put a big wrapping around it, a big bandage around it, and the trees tend to grow together. It's called grafting.
How long would it actually take for the two trees to fuse together?
Would only be able to guess on, because trees need a lot of care, and to do that I would venture to say 3 years before they were confident that they had grown together. And again, it was a matter of pride for these guys to work in here. They were in this section. They wanted to do better than the other guys in that section. So this was very important to guys. As you get older, this place will become more important to you as it goes along. And when you work in here, you see really the life that's out there. And that makes you want to do better.